Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalad 1-4. El Mavien Velo Korin. Here are those who can bring their Bikurim and must bring them in fulfillment of that first mitzvah's ase, but Velo Korin, but for a different extraneous reason, they are disallowed from reciting that Kriya of fulfilling that second mitzvah. So the first is Hager. The Ger is a convert, and when it comes to a Ger, Mevi Veino Kore, he may bring his Bikurim, but he may not recite the passages. Why? She'enu yachol lamar, because he would not be allowed to say, quote, as part of the recitation includes the words, Asher nishba Hashem la'avosenu la'ses lanu, referring to the land of Israel, that Hashem swore to our fathers to give to us. Now, the convert's fathers are not the people to whom Hashem swore to give the land. That was to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and those aren't his direct antecedents, and that being the case, he would not be able to say that, the convert, and that being the case, he can't do the Kriya. V'imhaiso imo miYisrael, if his mother was a Jew, so then maybe Vakara, then he's like any other Jew, and certainly he could bring Bikurim and also do the recitation, because he will now trace the lineage through his, he's Jewish, through back to Avram, etc. Now, this is a Stam Mishnah, but nevertheless, the Rambam Paskins, not like this Mishnah, the Rambam Paskins like the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Avram Avinu, as the Pasuk says, was called an Av Hamon Goyim. He was the father and antecedent of many nations. And the Yerushalmi there darshans to say that prior to that promise, he was just the Av to Aram, to that part of the world where he came from. He was just a patriarch for them. But now, after being transformed to Avraham, the name Avraham, he became an Av L'Kol HaOlam, a patriarch to the whole world. And that being the case, every convert can trace their lineage back to Avram Avinu. And that being the case, every convert may recite and not just bring Bikurim. That's the Rambam Paskins, and that would be the Halacha. The Mishnah continues on by saying, U'kashu mispal beino levein atzmo, when he's praying Shmona Esrei, privately, to himself, Omer, he has to say Elokei Avos Yisrael. He refers to God as the God of the fathers, the antecedents of Israel, as opposed to Elokei Avosenu, the God of our fathers. And the reason why is because, similarly, as a convert, he can't hearken himself back to Avram Avinu, since he's not a direct descendant of Avram Avinu. Ukeshu mebeis haKnesses, when he's in the shul, and he's the shliach tzibur diving for everyone, so then he should say Elokei Avoseichem, referring to Hashem as the God of your fathers. Again, he can't say Avoseinu, because he himself is not a direct descendant of Avram. V'imhaisa imam Yisrael, the Tana here again says, if this convert's mother is actually Jewish, so then he's just a regular Jew, not a convert, and that being the case, Omer Elokei Avoseinu, he can say the usual text of the God of our fathers. Now, again, the halacha is like the Rambam in this case as well, which is that the convert can, once again in tefillah, say, like any other Jew, Elokei Avoseinu, because once again he hearkens and ascribes his ancestry back to Avram Avinu, who is the Av Hamon Goyim.